1993, and we're gathered on a Saturday afternoon for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. Very present in the light of Holy God. And confounded, first of all, I want to welcome my family back. When the pains and agonies of disagreements, misperceptions, etc. occur, never underestimate the value. You are coming from a world of total chaos and confusion, where the pulsed brainwashing mechanism is in full bore. And we're going to get the word out if it requires that she lose her voice to do it. And as we grow, remembering always that we have no, quote, group or cult that comes and picks up all of these pieces. We have a lot of ones doing their separate contribution to a unit goal. And as we come into the realization that we don't need to make excuses unto God, because God knows already. And friends are only fooled for a little while, until truth does make its way again to the surface. This doesn't mean that encounters won't be painful, because as you grow through, if you lose your emotional attachment to the human brotherhood, then it isn't going to be worthy of us to make the journey. You are learning that when you have emotional response to something, that you are human. You will find the robotic ones who serve the adversary most usually do not have the proper emotional responses, even at the level that you will, because they are always working to get what they want, no matter what it is. No matter what it is, they're working to get what they want. Before the mission could move out and branch out, we had to do quite a lot of waiting, sorting, and training. Now you are beginning to see the results of the training. And when, Leon, you become again comfortable that things are moving properly, I would hope that you would urge Paul to come. He has a great, great contribution to make. He is a doer. He is an emotional person that needs to bring it a little bit under control. But his intent is honorable, and you need ones like that. And the reason that I'm picking on Paul at this moment is that they're doing some side things that we also need done. And that is in mining. I'm not interested in gold mining. I can make gold. And before we're done, so will you. But you see, some of the properties and some of the things that we intend to acquire, and when I use the term we, mark it out of your vocabulary as meaning me, Hatton, and you, Joe Blow. I'm talking about the acquisition of various parcels of land for the use of the things that need to be done in case, quite frankly, you become an island. I would expect that island to encompass, and I feel the question coming up from over here. I think Victorville may make it. If it doesn't, I'll have you here. Ultimately, I believe that the ocean will slap against the shore somewhere a little bit beyond Mojave. There are secured subterranean tunnels that your government have built, and we will use them when we need them. You have rather primitive equipment, but they can bore a tunnel from L.A. to Mojave now in a day.
My gosh.
And all of you who need some expression of proof, they're just moving one of the big honkers from the east somewhere, I don't remember where, to L.A. to build the red line. This thing just bores right through. They kind of slip up. It can be powered by the usual means, but don't kid yourself. They are using beam power and nuclear power. And it not only carves it out, it melts it, and you have a sealed tunnel. And those are just the transit ways. The ones that house water for submerging submarines are a little bigger. That's something you don't need to concern yourself with at this time. Although I did note, and did I get it here? We're going to have a little... No, didn't get it here. Rick, for purposes of the paper, please make a note that of the maps with the portals and the tunnel system, etc., I would like to begin to run two or three of those a week. With just a little notation. You know, this is a book, a compilation of different maps of different locations of different things and activities. And because we are a paper and we don't write novels, I need to clear it up right now. And this is something that I really needed to clear up for Paul, but I felt in the meeting a few days back that it was better Dorma and Doris be able to participate in that. Because there needs to be a human separation, but realizing that she has very little opportunity to express as a person. And boy, when she does, she really gets with it, doesn't she? It's all right. Please, don't you understand? It's all right. These things, these disagreements. But we need ones who have worked enough within the mining community to be able to express what kind of equipment might be suitable. There is full-blown plans for a major equipment corporation, and whether equipment would come under that corporation, you still need a mining operation. And if you set it up for mining gold, good. You know, everybody listens to that. And what they're talking about is in the area where they're already pulling out a lot of gold. Fully realizing that these major gold operations over here are belonging to the elite through gas companies like Exxon. I don't mean the little gas companies. So you'll be listened to, and we need to make the, you know, like about three proposals for each one. One, the actual need. Two, what you offer to the funding resource, because you see, what they do is handle such massive sums of money that they also want to loan you enough to pay their own interest for the next 1,000 years. So if you're going to borrow $1 million, for instance, and we won't get into all of this because I'm not going to divulge much information on it anyway, but they'll loan you $3 million just to make sure they get paid. They're not interested in the proposal, but they do need paperwork in their files. And it all needs to be done under perfect corporate structure. So before I go further, I will tell you that the court is going to begin his series on teaching you how to use corporations tomorrow afternoon at 4, I believe. Any change?
No.
This is absolutely mandatory. Whether you get it from tapes, study it, or from court, I'm going to show you right now you have extremely good example. And then I'm going to have to tell you what is going to happen to ones who continue to batter us personally, such as is happening in Nevada right now. And I'm not talking about George Green. That's a different matter. We'll talk about that too, but right now I'm talking about Luke Perry. Regardless of what this man has done, he has tried the Securities and Exchange Commission. He has tried the FBI. He has pulled in everybody he can think of to get the proprietorship or the trusteeship removed from his father's trust. Called the Perry Family Trust. And he managed to get Loretta, the mother's attorney, on his side. Well, she's learned a lot too. She has a new attorney. During the past 5 years of the father's life, this man was a minister. So there is not a tremendous estate. We're not talking millions of dollars. We're talking enough that would allow her to live comfortably. She's near 80. And these stepchildren want that money. But during the final 5 years of the father's life, he had a stroke and was helpless, incontinent. They never came to see him. She tended him 24 hours a day until his transition. He left her. He said, "I cannot trust this into the hands of my children." Can you imagine the pain that a father must feel to have to make a statement like that? He made her sole trustee. She could make the decisions. Now let me tell you what he encountered, and I have to use it as an example. Let us supposing you are Transamerica. This was a pretty good one this morning, so I'll use it. Because you have to know that they are a large conglomerate, but they're close enough to home. EJ worked for Transamerica for 12 years as a very high-ranking vice president, an officer of their financial branch. So you become friends of ones like Earl Clark, who was president of Occidental Life, who was purchased and bought, and you see the tower in LA now that is the Transamerica Tower was the Occidental Tower before it became the Transamerica Tower. But also EJ knew on first name basis John Beckett, who was chairman of the highest ranking CEO of Transamerica. You know, you get to go to the cocktail lounge at the Pointed Pyramid. So it isn't quite shabby and sloppy that EJ might be handling some of this responsibility. But let us just assume now that Transamerica came in and incorporated through Corpus Christi. Up until recently, Corpus Christi, with his corporation, would do the legal incorporation work, paperwork, in Nevada as a registered agent. And as a favor to get this paperwork done, E.J. and Doris always, on all of them, this is why when Perry says they have their name on over 200 corporations, yeah, Lewis Laughlin has his on 5,500. This is the routine. This is the way it is. That takes care of the privacy while you are setting up a corporation. If you decide then you want, quote, this corporation that you are setting up, because don't call it your corporation. It isn't. Unless you go and buy it and make sure the whole world knows it's yours. The very need for the corporation, the very tool that the corporation expresses, is that privacy. It is not you. Even if it is yours, it is like your child. It is separate. The minute that umbilical cord is cut on that baby, it is a separate individual. It is not yours. You can be responsible for it, and you may pay penalties for it. You're going to have to pay its bills and feed it. But it is not you. And if you can't get that through your head, then you're going to misuse your corporation. That is the major problem that ones have. I have this corporation in Nevada. Well, if you want to go tell everybody that, then you expect trouble from the IRS and everybody else. There is a corporation in Nevada that has been birthed. And there are a lot of other tools in handling that that court will get around to explaining. I just want to explain the example that proves to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that it works. Now you have Transamerica, all right? You also have Occidental Life. Birth it in Nevada. It may also have Dorma and Oberle as Doris and EJ as secretary and treasurer, or secretary and president, or whatever, chairman of the board. That is for the corporate records. And I want to separate out right this minute the responsibilities of a corporate board and the board of a company. A corporate board does not run this company. They are responsible for the corporate structure. And somebody better be aware of that, so that the secretary or whoever is appointed has every corporate record absolutely perfect. Has nothing to do with running that company. But now you have Transamerica, you have Occidental Life. And then you have little ABC Corporation out here. Now let me show you what happened. And let you see a little bit about how you handle ones like Luke Perry, who wants to steal any way he can get her assets, his stepmother's property. He would leave her in the damn breadline. She put her money into ABC Corporation. ABC Corporation put it over here with Occidental Life. And then Occidental Life, in its management program, put it with Transamerica. And her name does not show on any record in Transamerica. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. And that holds true. I don't care if there are two of you in the corporation or 150,000 of you in the corporation, if you manage it properly. So this man, Lou Perry, has been in touch with George Green, George's attorney, everybody. He is now trying to campaign to get the laws of Nevada changed. And they have published all this stuff. Doris and Eddie Joe Ecker in Tehachapi, California, built his family of hundreds of thousands of dollars. That went on the Associated Press. It has now made it around the damn world. I say bring charges. That is absolutely incredibly poor journalism. In a state of Nevada that their whole economy is based on their corporate structure and a lot of evil utilizing the corporate structure. So it isn't apt to get changed. But for this man, I mean, this was put onto television. It has turned up in Florida papers. It has turned, I mean, we have received from Florida papers and California papers and especially Nevada papers. And of course, dippity doo-dah, these ones are real kooks. Dorma flies back and forth amongst the galaxies and communes and takes all her information from extraterrestrials who flit around and orbit the Earth. Nope, I'm not a little extraterrestrial. I head the command of the hosts of God. There's a big difference. And if you don't stop at this level, these things, because you cannot fight them with guns. Everybody hear me? Look at Waco. They set that up. Koresh is alive. They murdered a bunch of people. And I told you before, it's going to end up being tangled up just like the Trade Center with Israel. They created a Holocaust in Waco because it's Holocaust time, precious ones. We're having a dedication all week long. You've been pounded. About this museum that you paid for, why didn't they put it in Israel? Or Germany? Why did you, American taxpayers, pay for somebody else's museum? You see, there was a Holocaust, but isn't it interesting that the ones, the Khazarian Jews, the Zionists, when the Polish Jews put up a cross within this sanctuary called Auschwitz, they almost lynched them. And Lev Lewinzaw says, but we are Jews, and we have a right. Or no. You see, the lie's about to catch them. I never said there was no Holocaust. There was an incredible Holocaust. but it wasn't like it's presented. Know the difference. And what they've done is lessen the honor unto those that did perish at the hands of these evil connivers. And it happened in Waco. And I told you it would go right back to ones trained working with the Israeli Mossad. And today I'm going to show you that it is now hitting public attention. Oh, it won't go far. It will not go far. But if we don't put it a little bit farther, then it won't go anywhere. So that's what the paper is about. This is why you started it, to begin to get credibility, and now you can be a major publication in furthering information. Not taking up guns. Listen to what they're telling you. What is the big push? Get rid of guns in the hands of the people. Down with the Rifle Association. Don't know how we're going to do it, because there are more members in the Rifle Association than there have ever been. They'll find a way. When they bulldozed into Waco, they hit every entrance and exit and even blocked the way to the underground shelters. There was no way out for any being alive in that building. And you think it's awful what they are doing in Herzegovina? The Croats went in and burned out. Would herd families into the basement and burn them alive. Is that any different than what happened in Waco, Texas? Not one iota. Not one iota. It was exactly the same plan and worked exactly the same way. What am I going to do about it? Not one thing. I'm going to try to keep my people alive. Dead martyrs are worthless. I am so confounded angry that Cesar Chavez would not listen. And if you think that farm leader died peacefully in his sleep in Arizona, then I am so disappointed in you. At least have two or three together, so they've got to kill all two or three. And then it is really obvious. But that man should never have been left alone. Ever, ever, not 10 minutes. Does that mean he is perfection and absolutely only of God? No. He was tangled up in some of the raunchiest Mexican elite transactions that there ever were. But God doesn't care what a man was. It's what a man is. And he has devoted his life to the downtrodden farm workers. And some truth in those growing fields where they're poisoning them. How does it work? You want a little bit of icing on this cake so you won't be able to comprehend it, because who can comprehend these things? At the Bulbright rally here, Cesar was in Delano at another rally, but he will try to make it here to speak. When it looked like he could not get away, he was really being bound in. His son Paul, that I really would like to see, climb into Daddy's chair. I don't know if he will or not, but I believe that he will. He seems to be the spokesman. He would fill in. At the last minute, no one came. And this really disturbed Bob Turner in town because he had been working out those arrangements as a personal friend of these people. So he called over there a day or so later and get this one. There got to be a rift between farm workers in the union and farm workers outside the union and the growers. And they just murdered three men. Two were found there in the fields. It took 2 days to find the other one. These are never reported to anybody. If the sheriff comes, it's written off. They are usually illegal immigrants, and murder is the going thing of the day. And the reason that the Chavezes did not come to Bogart's rally is they were off trying to find the other dead man. That's in Little Keene. How far is it? 12 miles, 10 miles down your road here? That's Tehachapi. For all practical purposes, that is Tehachapi. Tehachapi has one of the most evil, vilest political systems next to the one in Bakersfield that you will find. Kern County is at least as bad as any county in the state of California, second only to San Luis Obispo in the SLO connection. I will always try to give honor. But when ones just say, you may not use another's writings, I want to tell you, this is scary stuff. Do you think that these ones wanted their name spread on the front page of the Liberator? Discretion. I will use discretion. I don't care who likes it and who doesn't. Where it is feasible and practical, we will ask. We do not write novels for the hell of it. We write dated information for publication. And I can tell you right now, for you ones that are concerned about what to put on the front of those confounded journals, I get weary of them being fought over. They are just like magazines that come out. They are dated. We utilize a lot of things, and when we utilize a lot of some things, we give all the proceeds of that journal after cost to a given group, such as Aid and Abet or whatever, if we use their information. Because they are struggling just to survive. And as funding comes in here, and this is why I grew very weary of not being able to get back anything from all of our work. We can substantially support ones like Victor Marchetti, who has given literally his reputation and his life right on that line. And so has Jack McLam. And I will listen to everybody's petition, nagging, complaints, everything. But unless you've walked in these moccasins on these 2 feet through which I speak, I'm going to insist you not make judgments. I can't control it. You judge people. But don't bring it to me. And you cannot read one Liberator, one contact, one journal, and come tell me what we're doing wrong when there are now how many? 73, 74? Which one's going off this week? And our papers are up to 50, 60, 70 pages. And we've got thousands of hours of audio tape. Don't tell me what I'm doing wrong, because I'm going to start turning around and saying, what are you doing right? Now, this does not mean that you don't have personal interest. Of course you do. And personal interest must be number one, because you, if you don't get your life together, you're only going to be a detriment to a program or a mission. And it's all right that you're not a part of the mission. That's your business. But don't tell me how to run mine. I won't tell you how to run yours. But I will very bluntly tell you where to get off when you start running mine. And when you start really attacking my people. I think probably what would be the best thing to do, because I do want to talk about the Waco incident and the Australian connection especially. And I started writing and we just kind of bogged down. We ran out of time this morning. And our paper people need the information that I have written so that they can get a little bit structured over this weekend, because it's going to, either Dr. Young is going to be away all 900 hours up until the time to put that paper to bed, or he's going to come into balance and let go. Because I have to go practice law, you see. But we're going to get there with some attorneys. And they're going to learn some Nevada corporate law. Or they won't be our attorneys. There's not going to be sacrifice. And nobody who has participated in this mission is going to lose. God does not work that way. So maybe, EJ, if you'll read what we wrote this morning, then we can fill in. I do want everybody, before you leave here, if you've been reading, here is your new states. And this has been shared with us. Paul, thank you. It came back really from Williams. This is a kicks box. I have to make sure that she doesn't hold it upside down. She insists upon squinting her eyes shut. Here you are, 7 Maine, Hawaii, and Alaska as districts. Where do you train your children? From the cereal boxes and the television. So anyone who wants to look at that, please do so. Now, if you'll read, we'll sort through some of this and share it. Wally.
Yeah.
You're not even going to know I'm going to thank you, so I want to recognize, and then later maybe I'll get back to you. I have two or three people that I really, really want to express appreciation, not the least of which are the guests that are here. They're not really guests. I'm sorry for you gathered here. They're family, they're old friends, and they finally made it here to visit with us. Buddy, I want to tell you that the information that you have brought is not only worthy of a project proposal, but I would like it to be one of the first. I would like for you to please share that with Rod and Sandy Inns, because they teach at home. It is an educational program, and it reaches beyond the phonics programs or anything that you've got. It's exceptionally good. And you see, Dorma, I can function without your brain. I have a little bit of a stunned speaker because she just took that package into EJ and said, "My God, I can't get through all this stuff." So she doesn't know what I'm talking about. That's fine. Go on, please.
This is a writing from Saturday, April 24th. Contact. First, please. Some needs for the meeting this afternoon. I ask that the Lackhammer packet be brought to the meeting room along with Green's last letter of yesterday. We shall have to deal with these things, and while so many impacted persons are present, we can have communications regarding measures. Remember, crew, most of our team is scattered about elsewhere and only gets news through the paper or tapes. For this edition of the paper, I have to leave much of it to the editors and layout person's discretion for content.
Let's interrupt. That's got such a question mark there that no one's moved with you. Mr. Lankhammer, nobody knows. But suddenly, great massive piles of documents began to show up. I know him, that's enough. And he began to investigate what happened with Mr. Patterson long time ago with John Coleman, Eustace Mullins. They had uncovered quite a lot of information that was succinctly put together that we utilized, having been in a bad, bad position from Dr. Coleman's experience with us. But you see, ones will say, "Well, why don't you do something about that, Commander?" I do. But there is no point in closing the trap door before the little thing you want to trap is in it. John Coleman's name is Joseph Pavlansky. He has done everything from claim to be an intelligence, which he may or may not have been. Don't get hung up on the M16 or whatever. He was a diamond smuggler. His inside information comes directly from a relative who works for LaRouche in Denmark. It's his wife's relative. Doesn't mean the information is not good. And he did do a good book on the Committee of 300. And all of you put it to disk, put it to layout, put it to format, and all it had to be done was printed. Not a thank you, not appreciation, and not a cent. Have you ever seen? Well, there's one letter in this pile of documents. Mr. Lankhammer said, "I'm going to get to the bottom of this." So he wrote to Patterson, he wrote to Mullins, he wrote to Eric Leiter, he wrote to Coleman, he wrote to George Green. He has written. And he has made sure that these ones get the proper amount of information back. So we are putting together a nice pile of documents for him because no one else will seem to supply him with documents. One person has now come up with and wrote this to Mr. Green. "I have here this letter and I have here this information. And you gave, and you ones on this team, hold your breath. You paid $75,000. Now, mind you, the week that the Committee of 300 was published, George Green borrowed from the Institute $20,000, I believe.
Correct.
But, of course, that didn't mean that any of that went to publishing Dr. Coleman's book. Of course not. You just borrow this, you know, periodically, and then You just claim whatever you want. Well, when Dr. Coleman then came forth with new information for his second book, I said, no, thank you. No more of that in the paper. The Institute and the Liberator were paying him $50 a page for what was being run in the paper. He needed the help. George Green also was paying his rent via the Institute. Doris and EJ personally went down and bought computers for their use, which he left town with, claiming George Green gave them to him. Now you have proof that that is exactly what happened. From Mr. Green to Mr. Lankamer. Just be patient, friends, and truth comes. So we have $75,000 going to Dr. Coleman, Mr. Pavlonsky, for three books. Well, when I refused to print any more of Pavlonsky's work because it was old, I mean, my goodness, at $50 a page, you can imagine we'd have 300 pages to come over to sort through.
Excuse me, Commander, let me turn the tape.